Chapter 9, Death of Joachim and Anne, the 31st of August, 1944. Jesus says, like a quick winter twilight, when an ice-cold wind gathers clouds in the sky, the lives of my grandparents had a quick decline after the sun of their lives was placed to shine before the sacred veil of the temple. But it is said, wisdom brings up her own sons and cares for those who seek her. Whoever loves her loves life. Those who wait on her will enjoy peace. Those who serve her minister to the Holy One, and the Lord loves those who love her. If he trusts himself to her, he will inherit her, and his descendants will remain in possession of her, because she accompanies him in his trials. First of all, she selects him. Then she brings fear and faintness on him, plowing him with her discipline until she has tested him in his thoughts and she can trust him. In the end, she will make him firm, will lead him back to the straight road and make him happy. She will reveal her secrets to him. She will place in him treasures of science and knowledge of justice. Yes, all this has been said. The books of wisdom may be applied to all men, who will find guidance in them and a light for their behavior. But happy are those who can be recognized amongst the spiritual lovers of wisdom. I surrounded myself with wise people. In my human kinship, Anne, Joachim, Joseph, Zacharias, and even more, Elizabeth, and then the Baptist. Are they not real wise people? Not to mention my mother, the abode of wisdom. Wisdom had inspired my grandparents how to live in a way which was agreeable to God, from their youth to their death, and like a tent protecting from the fury of the elements, wisdom had protected them from the danger of sin. The sacred fear of God is the root of the tree of wisdom that thrusts its branches far and wide to reach with its top tranquil love in its peace, peaceful love in its security, secure love in its faithfulness, faithful love in its intensity. The total, generous, effective love of saints. Who loves her, loves life and will inherit life, says Ecclesiasticus. This sentence is linked with mine. Who loves his life for my sake will save it. Because we are not referring to the poor life of this world, but to the life, to the eternal life, not to the joys of 1 hour, but to the immortal ones. Joachim and Anne loved wisdom thus, and wisdom was with them in their trials. How many trials they experienced, whilst you men do not want to suffer and cry simply because you think that you are not completely wicked. How many trials these two just people suffered, and they deserved to have Mary as their daughter. Political persecutions had driven them out of the land of David and made them excessively poor. They had felt sadness in seeing their years fading through without a flower that would say to them, I shall be your continuation. and afterwards the anxiety of having a daughter in their old age, when they were certain they would never see her grow into a woman, and then the obligation of tearing her from their hearts to offer her on the altar of God. And again, their life became an even more painful silence now that they were accustomed to the chirping of their little dove, to the noise of her little steps, to the smiles and kisses of their creature, having to wait for the hour of God, their only company being the memories of the past, and much more. Diseases, calamities of inclement weather, the arrogance of mighty ones of the earth, so many blows of battering rams on the weak castle of their modest possessions. And it is not enough. The pain for their faraway creature, who was going to be left lonely and poor, and notwithstanding their cares and sacrifices, would get only the remains of her father's property. And how will she find such remains, since they will be left uncultivated for many years, awaiting her return? Fears, trials, temptations, and yet loyalty to God forever. Their strongest temptation, not to deny their declining lives, their consolation of their daughter's presence. But children belong first to God and then to their parents. Every son can say what I said to my mother: "Do you not know that I must be busy with my father's affairs?" And every father, every mother, must learn the attitude to be maintained looking at Mary and Joseph in the temple, at Anne and Joachim in the house of Nazareth, a house which was becoming more and more forlorn and sad, but where one thing never diminished, but increased continuously: the holiness of two hearts, the holiness of a marriage. What light is left to Joachim, an invalid, and to his sorrowful wife, in the long and silent nights of two old people who feel they are about to die? Only the little distresses, only the little dresses, the first pair of little sandals, the simple toys of their little daughter, now far away, and memories of her, memories. And peace when they say, "We are suffering, but we have done our duty of love towards God." And then they were overcome by a supernatural joy shining with a celestial light, a joy unknown to the children of the world, a joy that does not fade away when heavy eyelashes close on two dying eyes. On the contrary, it shines brighter in the last hour, illuminating the truth that had been hidden within them throughout their lives. Like a butterfly in its cocoon, the truth in them gave faint indications of its presence, just soft flashes, whereas now it opens its wings to the sun and shows its beautiful decorations, and their lives passed away in the certainty of a happy future for themselves and their descendants, their trembling lips murmuring words of praise to God. Such was the death of my grandparents, such as their holy lives deserved, because of their holiness, They deserved to be the first guardians of the Virgin beloved by God. And only when a greater sun showed itself at the end of their days, they realized the grace God had granted them. Because of their holiness, Anne suffered no pain in giving birth to her child. It was the ecstasy of the bearer of the faultless one. Neither of them suffered the throes of death, but only a weakness that fades away as a star softly disappears when the sun rises at dawn. And if they did not have the consolation of having me present as wisdom incarnate, as Joseph had, I was invisibly present, whispering sublime words, bending over their pillows to send them to sleep, awaiting their triumph. Someone may ask, why did they not have to suffer when generating and dying, since they were children of Adam? My answer is, if the Baptist, who was a son of Adam, and had been conceived with the original sin, was pre-sanctified by me in his mother's womb, simply because I approached her, was no grace to be granted to the mother of the holy and faultless one, who had been preserved by God and bore God in her, almost divine spirit, in her most pure heart, and was never separated from him, since she was created by the Father and was conceived in a womb and then received into heaven to possess God in glory forever and ever? I also answer, an upright conscience gives a peaceful death, and the prayers of saints will obtain such a death for you. Joachim and Anne had a whole life of upright conscience behind them, and such a life rose like a beautiful landscape and led them to heaven. While their holy daughter was praying before the tabernacle of God for her parents far away, whom she had postponed to God, summum bonum, and yet she loved them, as the law and her feeling commanded, with a perfect supernatural love.